Salim.
And welcome to the Dietitian Frequency. Hey, I see you doing a little bit of a shoulder for me.
It's Sishi because of his dance challenge. What's the name of this, the new song again?
I don't dance.
Oh,
I love it.
I love it.
But I cannot. My friends always say, you're lying, as you're always dancing. It's because I don't care how I look like. So yeah. Maybe that makes it look a little
you
bit
just
better.
Dance and just do it. So I love him, his thing. The first time I saw it, I was like, okay, this is cool.
Because
it's getting us all with two left feet in it, you know. And then he does the shoulders and then Tesla.
And then
he looks over the shoulder. It's a beautiful song. It's a beautiful, beautiful song, beautiful concept. I think it's fun as well.
Yeah, it's very fun.
Yeah, and I love it for him. That is such a fun song.
Yeah.
So you must check it out, you guys. On TikTok, there, I saw a dance challenge. I think he's there doing the dance challenge as well. But the song, it's available.
The whole EP is good.
Oh, yeah.
Last Friday, I think.
You were there at the listening session.
Yeah, it's like a thing that most artists do, like if they're releasing any new music, just to be able to explain more about what came about in each song, like how they wrote it, where they were at. It's so interesting. Like, it's amazing. Like, how people write songs, how people come up with melodies. It just blows my mind.
I went to Sjava and Big Zulu one.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah. Oh, that was nice.
Been amazing.
That was so Zulu, but that was cool. That was cool. All right, welcome to the Dietitian Frequency, the podcast where we bring you the latest insights and tips on things, nutrition, and wellness. We are your hosts. My name is Mbadi, and obviously, I'm flying with Azzy here. And together, we are obviously dietitians with a passion of helping people live healthier and happy lives. And this week's episode, we'll be discussing a product.
Very interesting product.
This has become a popular product and spoken about everywhere. And I think we are just here to just say, do a product review and move on from this product, you know, and just call it a day, people, and just walk away.
Yeah, we've been asked so much about this product.
Yeah.
We just wanted to speak on it and give you the information. And let you do with it what you will.
Yeah, and literally the most asked topic in this podcast has been this product. Talk about it. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Just talk about it. And yeah. And I think I love the fact that obviously we can review products and, you know, it's exciting to just talk about different concepts of a product. But I think more than anything, it tells me people are listening to us. They might not say that they are listening, but they are listening. The fact that when something comes and they need nutrition voices and they need trusted nutrition voices at that, they come and reach out to us and say, talk about it. Do you want to talk about it? I want to know. It means they are listening.
They are.
So which means we just continue doing what we're doing. And hopefully, you know, more and more really, really beneficial nutrition topics will reach people. And they will. So it means we're good. We're doing well, I think. Yeah.
I really like that you're saying that because it's so hard, I think, especially in our space, because it's almost like because everyone eats, everyone has an opinion on nutrition.
100%,
yeah. So it really feels great for us as professionals to be seen and heard and validated in that sense because we have so much information and knowledge to offer.
Mm.
And I think, it's going to be interesting to be able to speak on this topic today.
They know what we're talking about.
Of course, they do.
What is this product?
It's called Prime. We all know. The only product right now that we could be talking about.
The only thing, though, that I think this product and the brand has done is to open conversations. And I think they've done that well, and I'm appreciative of that fact. And I'm going to put it out there that these conversations we were not going to have if it wasn't for them putting something that is and blow it up and do PR on it and get it so, you know, well put out there, that it was so anticipated. Weeks ago, obviously, it was not in the shops as easily as it is now, but it was so spoken of. Oh, it's a thing. It was expensive and all of that. Mm-hmm. So today we're just going to talk about it, the nutrition, the ins and outs of that, and then the pros and cons, and yeah.
Yeah, and we'll focus on the hydration drink in particular.
Yes.
Not the one that's...
Not the energy drink. No, no.
Yeah.
So Prime Hydration.
Let's
start with the pros here.
Okay.
What are those? What's happening? What do we have?
I mean, first of all, since it's been launched in South Africa, it's not as expensive as if you were to buy it when it was readily available abroad. So I guess in a sense,
how ridiculous was that?
Remember how much that was? How much was it again?
So at the time, minimum you'll pay $19 for it in South Africa because it was about 350 rands.
Yes.
At some point it was 750. At some other shops online, it was 1,000 rand just one bottle. And then overseas, it was $2.
Yeah.
And you're like, what?
Why was it so expensive?
Yeah. But now that they've partnered with a local retail store, and now it is 39 rands, 40 rands.
Yeah,
the bottle is now 40 rands, which is still a bit pricey compared to the competition, but it's better than what it was.
Yeah, much better. Another thing I would say is, you know, that it is a source of some minerals. So it's about 10 milligrams of your sodium and 700 milligrams of potassium.
Mm.
I would be quite concerned about the amount of potassium because that is quite high.
Mm.
So that's just something to be aware of, that it is quite high in potassium. And then it, of course, is a source of your carbohydrates. It's got 6 grams of carbohydrates. And then...
This is per serving, hey?
Yeah, I was about to say, in terms of the serving size, this is all according to one serving size.
Mm. Mm.
And then if we're looking at what kind of makes the product sweet, we've got a non-nutritive sweetener. It's called sucralose. So if you're looking at like the total sugars in this product, it's only 2 grams. So not too bad in terms of, you know, sugary beverages that most young people tend to drink. It is definitely considered a product that is low in sugar. But now, of course, we do need to look into the cons. So I've already mentioned in terms of the potassium that it is quite high in potassium. I would say in terms of the cons, it's also, you know, it's one of those that it's quite a popular trend that a lot of people jump on without informing themselves of what they're putting in their body.
Yeah.
So that's something that I would also just be aware of, you know, especially with any of these trends that come up, that we're very quick to jump onto something without any prior knowledge. And that's where any influencers and celebrities have so much power in that sense, because they're able to make us want these things. Like, we saw the Prime drink and we all wanted to buy it. We wanted to know what the fuss was about it. Is it a nice drink, you know? So in that way, that's something that I would just, you know, just make a little note of.
What I always say on that note is that it's a drink with good PR. It's a hydration drink with good PR. The second thing is that just to make people remember that popularity does not equal effectiveness or superiority when it comes to these supplements or nutrition products. So the fact that 10 million people, 30 million people have viewed and liked the YouTube video doesn't make that product nutritionally a-okay. So you still have to make sure that you are not going with a trend, especially for things you consume in your own body, and just go with the trend with whoever has created the product. And another thing is that it's also important to note that such products are not tested, they don't have to be approved by anyone anyway.
The supplement industry is not regulated.
It's not regulated. You know, in South Africa it used to be, but it's not anymore. So these products are not part of the regulations act, in terms of they are not regulated. You can just put a product in the market. So you still need to put your trust in your dietitian, in your healthcare professional, in your doctor per se. But obviously, nutrition things, we want you to trust more your dietitian, because we spend time reviewing these products, looking at the nutrition, your nutritional table, and all of that. So popularity does not equate superiority, basically.
Yeah, no, that's a very good point. And I mean, another thing to point out, as much as, you know, this is a low sugar product, it's still got a sugar alternative, which especially in children can cause a little bit of hyperactivity. You know, I've seen lots of dietitians speaking about this online, and you really don't want to be promoting, as much as it is a sugar alternative, we want to limit any like sweetener alternatives and sugar alternatives in general, because we're still not sure of the effect it can have in a large consumption in it, especially if you're having a lot of it in the long run. So yeah, just being careful of that in terms of your sweeteners. And yeah, I think the main thing is also you can't out-supplement a bad diet, because this supplement isn't going to necessarily provide everything that you need in terms of hydration.
No.
You still need to make sure you're drinking enough water. You still need to make sure that you are having a variety of your vitamins and your minerals in your diet, because a healthy, balanced diet at the end of the day is so important, especially for anyone who's still growing and developing. You know, for any kids out there who are listening, it's so important, you know, what you eat plays such a role in your energy levels and how well you do in school, how you focus and concentrate during class, and how well you could perform in terms of your sports. So there's so much and so much benefit when it comes to diets, but also for some lifestyle things. You know, if you're someone who has tummy issues or you struggle with some constipation, you know, healthy diet can really help with that, along with hydration. They go hand in hand. So something that we always speak about is fiber. So fiber is that, you know, if you see kind of, especially your brown starches, that roughage that you see, those like kind of brown spots that you see in between, that's the fiber. And we find fiber also in our fruits and vegetables, in our grains and our cereals. And getting a variety of high fiber products in your diet is so important for your gut health. It's important for your immune health. And speaking on immune health, vitamin C. Vitamin C is such an important vitamin because it's got lots of antioxidants and anti-inflammatory properties. Basically, it really just helps to reduce the inflammation and oxidative stress in your body, which is a fancy word to just say it helps to bring down all of the inflammation in the body. So it's really important to get enough vitamin C, and we're in our winter era, good people. So your citrus, or your lemons, your oranges, peppers, red pepper is a really great source of vitamin C. At least half of that is 95 milligrams if you're looking at the amounts, which is more than enough of what you need. It meets what your daily needs are for vitamin C and even more, especially if you're eating it raw. And also not forgetting about our healthy fats, because you are growing, you need healthy fats for good brain development, for your skin, eye, your hair health. So getting your nuts and seeds, getting your avo. I know most kids... Listen, I was there. I hated avo growing up. So just focusing on your others. If you really like peanut butter, getting peanut butter in also in your diet, that also can be a great source of healthy fats. And then also making sure that you are getting in your protein. So your meats and your beans, whichever you like and prefer, getting a variety of both. So your beans could be your baked beans. If you like some baked beans, you could have that as part of a breakfast or as part of a lunch or dinner. If you enjoy your chickpeas, that can be in the form of hummus if you like. If you want to have that as a dip with some of your favorite raw veggies in a lunchbox. I know veggies in a lunchbox does not sound super fun, but that's such a variety, a great way to have variety of vegetables in a delicious way. And then, of course, getting in your kidney beans, your lentils, and then your meat. So your chicken, fish. Fish is very important to get in. And I know that's always a tough one for most kids as well. And it's not always, kids aren't a massive fan of fish. So, you know, any way to get that in, if it means but I think homemade fish nuggets.
Or fish fingers in the air fryer.
You know, there's so many fun ways to still get it in. And then also just, again, variety is very important. And your fruits and vegetables. You should be getting in at least 2 to 3 fruits in the day. So getting that in. Veggies, trying to make sure you're getting lots in lunch and dinner. And yeah, there's, I mean, something simple that we all love and enjoy, spaghetti bolognese. Grating a bunch of carrots into spaghetti bolognese and adding some peppers and onion. That's a great way to still add in the veggies in without it making it super obvious. Same with your stews, same with your soups. So just trying to add the veggies in as much as possible, especially now that it's cold. And we know when it's cold, there's so many sports that we are all playing. It's netball season. It is hockey season. It is hockey season. So this, it's so important to make sure that you are supporting your immune health, in especially in this winter time. And if you are someone who is very athletic, that's where hydration can be very important. So still making sure you're drinking enough water, and making sure that you are, you know, also eating enough for when you are playing your sports, so that you are able to still do it just as well as you usually do. So having a good snack before you do your exercise is very important. So your second break time is a great time to have a good snack to fuel you, so that by the time school's finished and you're doing your sports, you've got that energy. You can even do it before you change for your sports, so that you've got that quick release of energy. Grabbing something like a banana is a great way to get that quick release of energy, and then you can have enough energy to keep you going throughout your sports.
Also on the pre-sports or pre-training whatever snack, so banana, but also like milk-based drinks also work well. These are chocolate flavored ones, different brands that are out there, or you can just make it at home where you mix milk with chocolate powder or cacao powder, and that in itself, because it's quick release carbohydrates, but a little bit of protein there to make sure that when it reaches the peak, then the protein comes in to just balance everything well. So that's a nice pre-workout drink that is even better than this product that we're talking about, in a sense that it does not only provide you with the electrolytes and a little bit of amino acids, but it provides you with complex carbohydrates in the complex minerals and vitamins that are found in products like your milk drinks or your, obviously, your banana, giving you the same potassium, but in a more food matrix structure where the absorption is a bit slower and it's more controlled, that the toxicity risk is much lower with much food. Lower. Yeah.
That's so true. And I mean, if you are, as you're growing up, your bones, you need to really support your bone health. So that's also where the milk drink comes very important. Because the important minerals for that is calcium and vitamin D. So making sure that you're getting those two, because they're kind of like help each other out with the absorption of calcium. Vitamin D is a massive helper of calcium absorption. So
there's lactose-free versions as well for those sources that are high in calcium. There's lactose-free, so you can't say, "Oh, I'm lactose intolerant. I'm gonna ignore milk." And you can use lactose-free versions.
Even if you're vegan, you know, there's so many vegan kind of drinks, like your oat drinks, your almond drinks. Soya drinks, I would say the soya drink in terms of the protein is the best option to go for, just because it meets the protein in the milk by that 8 grams per
better.
Serving. It meets it a lot better than the other drinks on the market. But yeah, going for those that also have got added calcium and vitamin D in there, that really does help to make sure that you're getting in enough and supporting your bones. And also that prevents injuries now, because you want to try and prevent any injuries, especially for the sports that are in season.
The other thing we have heard, and caregivers and parents have been asking as well, is regarding fussy eaters, that then isn't this product a solution, something that they can quickly grab and just drink and it solves all the problems for fussy eaters? And the answer is no. Because
it's not food.
It's a hydration thing. It's got a drink. It's got electrolytes, but it's not complete. It's not complete. It's missing a lot of, it's missing all these things you're talking about, fats, protein, and all of those things that are important for supporting, you know, the nutrition and the well-being of a child. But even more for fussy eaters, the opportunity to drink or eat anything should be for nourishment. And we've established that such a drink, especially because it's got a sweetener, it may make them not concentrate, but also it may affect their appetite anyway. So why then are we missing the opportunity for giving them something that even if they drink a little bit, it's giving them complete nutrition, and then giving a hydration drink which solely focuses on hydration, electrolyte replacement, and it ends there. You see, so even for fussy eaters, it's not a solution. A solution for us, for fussy eaters, would be to give them smaller quantities of nutrient-dense foods or nutrient-dense drinks that, as I said, even if they're taking a few sips, but those sips are giving them
a lot more
energy. And this the prime hydration drink doesn't give you energy per se, if you look into it, because it is not, remember, we get energy from foods that are containing carbohydrates or protein or fat, as much as they that 6 grams of carbohydrate per serving, but it is not to say that you're going to get now this energy we're looking for the day. It is for hydration. It's for that.
Yeah, no, that is so true, I
think. And drinking water is just sufficient for, especially for majority of the kids, as much as they might be elite athletes. We find that even with elite athletes, unless they are competing on a certain level, and that they may not necessarily need a rehydration drink every time. So it's not for everyone, it's not for every time. And those who do need it, trust you me, they already have a solution. A child who is an athlete and has needed a rehydration drink, they had a solution before this product. So the concept of hydration then should not be limited also to this product. It's a concept that exists, and there are solutions, and it doesn't necessarily have to be a specific product. It can be like what we were saying, they're having a fruit like a banana and having a milk-based drink, or they're having a fruit and then drinking water to balance things out in terms of electrolytes from the banana and still getting the fluid from water.
Yeah, definitely agree. I think we all want quick fixes. We all enjoy quick fixes. We all enjoy foods that are popular. And in general, just looking at supplement intake, the biggest concern is, we've already mentioned that it's not regulated.
Mm.
But having toxic levels of any of these kind of vitamins, minerals, and trace elements in a supplement can actually have a lot more damage, can do a lot more harm than good. So just so you know, if you have any supplements that are high in your B vitamins or vitamin C, those are what we call our water-soluble vitamins.
Mm.
So those are the vitamins that actually our body can get rid of through our urine if we have too much of it. So you can pee it out. But I mean, with vitamin C, as much as you can pee it out, there's still the nausea or discomfort and diarrhea that can still be associated if you have too much vitamin C. So that concept of too much of a good thing is bad for you is so true for any of your supplements. For specifically your vitamins and minerals.
I think it goes also again, to the sweeteners, like your sucralose, that it can cause those GI discomfort, the gut discomfort and nausea and just not feeling good and just not feeling well.
Definitely.
If consumed in high quantities.
Definitely. And I mean, if we think about fat-soluble vitamins, you know, like your vitamin A, D, E, and then your vitamin K, you also just need to be very careful of having any products that have too much of this.
Mm.
You know, outside of that drink, in general, there are some supplements that are very high in these fat-soluble vitamins.
Mm.
So what tends to happen is when we have too much of it, our body tends to store more of those vitamins in our fat, and it releases it at a rate that we actually haven't been able to find out yet. So you could have toxic levels for months, and the result of those toxic levels can be very detrimental to your health. So it's very important to just make sure that you're getting the help you need when it comes to your supplements. You know? Also the same thing with your, you know, minerals and trace elements. It's just important to understand if you do have any vitamin and mineral deficiencies to begin with. So deficiency means that you have low levels of those vitamins and minerals. So that's something that you can get tested with your doctor, with your dietitian, and then what they'll do is they'll explain to you which levels are low and, you know, in general, give you some guidance in terms of supplements that will be useful. Because for anyone who is growing, if you are young, there are certain supplements that could be useful just to support the general health. But it's, again, always important to make sure that your dietitian is guiding you through that in terms of what you need, so that you know how you can get enough of that.
Mm.
And you can know which supplements are actually going to help you to get that enough of that. Same thing if you are in sports, you know. If you do need more hydration, you do need more minerals, dietitians can guide you through how you can get enough of those minerals through your diet, what hydrating drinks you can go for that are within your budget. So, it's just very important to get that guidance and get that help. And again, I can't stress enough how you cannot out-supplement a bad diet. You
100%.
A pill that says it's got all of the vitamins and minerals you need in the day and just assume, oh, I don't need to eat veggies now.
Yeah.
But mom, I have to take this vitamin. This has all of the nutrients. I don't have to eat veggies.
Food
you
first.
You really do. We always say food first. We're very much about the food first approach. And that means getting in a lot of the nutrients through your diet. And there's so many ways that we can get those in for the fussy eaters. It means, you know, maybe it means having more things like smoothies where you can sneak extra leafy greens in there.
Healthy fats are in there.
You can get your milk product in there so that there's more calcium and vitamin D. Or if you're doing your soups, that's a great way to up your veggie intake. So, you know, it's something that you can blend together and make sure you're getting that in. Or into your pastas. You can make a pasta sauce that's fun, that's purple. Add some beetroot and you've blended the beetroot together with some cottage cheese or low-fat cream cheese, and you've got a really nice pasta sauce that you can use that's fun and that looks pink or purple. You know, there's fun ways that you can still get those veggies in, especially, you know, if you have got a fussy eater.
Mm.
But in general, it is good to just really encourage kids to not force them. It's because it's difficult to, once kids are forced to eat foods,
they'll be put off.
You're going to be put off for life.
Yeah.
There's adults that I know to this day that refuse to eat vegetables because they were forced to eat them so much during their, like, while they were growing up, that they decided when they become an adult, they're not going to have any vegetables.
Mm.
And that's why it's supposed to be encouraging, and it's supposed to be something that, you know, that you kind of walk through the journey through together. And that's where a dietitian, again, someone who's really passionate about working with kids, can really help you to guide you through that and give you the tools. Because, you know, we never know how to deal with it. As a parent, you're always just doing the best that you can. So
no, there are ways, definitely, all of those ways. Fussy eaters, you can... Yeah, dietitian can help you navigate that. Color coordinations when you're at the shops, you know, buying things of the vegetables or fruits of the same color helps, because then gets the child excited. Oh, today we're buying orange. Today we're buying green. And then they pick up things. Yeah.
That's a really good idea.
It has helped. It helped in my house because my daughter was a bit of a finicky eater. I don't want to say fussy eater in a way, but like, yeah, she will be very choosy. And to get her to eat more fruits and vegetables, I will go to the shops with her or market or wherever we're buying fruits and vegetables. And then we buy the color codes for that week. So then she'll be running around looking for something red and finding, you know, your beetroot and finding strawberries and whatever, finding different things that I myself had not tried maybe, or I just were not into trying them. And then we started trying those foods and green, yellow, orange. I remember the one time where she wanted more orange things, and then I said the sweet potato, that when you cut it open, inside it's orange, and she was just blown away to say, "Oh, I thought I was running out of orange things, and now I found a sweet potato that is orange inside." And I was just talking to her about that sweet potato is high in vitamin A than the one that is not orange. And it's, you know, due to, you know, genetic modifications, they've made that sweet potato more higher in vitamin A. That's why it's orange, got beta carotene in it. So that's how, you know, caregivers can do it.
I love that.
Try different things.
It's about getting the kids involved. Because at the end of the day, you want them to be, as adults, who have that skill. It's a life skill that everyone should really try and have, like really encourage kids to be involved in the kitchen, getting them involved and getting them to choose what to eat. Okay, are we doing spaghetti? Are we doing this? And then finding ways to still add that extra nutrients in there. But I really like what you're mentioning about getting them involved, because the color coordination,
definitely, that's a game changer.
And getting her to choose them herself, because I think part of also being a kid is that you're not in control of a lot.
The
only thing really kids are in control of is how much they're eating. Everything else is planned. You go to school, you go to sports. Everything is planned to
so when you allow them that control and you give them, I mean, it doesn't hurt you, it doesn't change, it doesn't make or break your day. It actually can make your day. Just give them the control and let them try something new. My other child recently, he wanted to in fact he didn't want to touch a pineapple. But I realized that the reason why he's not eating pineapples is because he's never really seen a pineapple whole. Or he's seen it, but he's never touched it. He always thought it's spiky. It's, you know. So I said to him, and he will say, I don't eat pineapples because they are spiky. So recently we were at the shop, and I was like, you know what, touch a pineapple. And he was like trying, and like, oh, spiky, it's going to hurt me. And then when he tried it and he held the pineapples like, oh, it's not really spiky to a point that it's going to hurt me. And I'm like, And then he's like, oh, so I can eat pineapples now. So when we got home, he was like, I can eat pineapples now because they're not spiky. And mind you, he had not touched it, but he just maybe saw an image on it of it or at the shops one day, and he realized, he's just like, what's that? It's pre-cut, but it's pineapple. I'm not eating it, because he had imagined that it's spiky. So involving kids like that, let them touch. It does make your trip to the shops a little bit longer than...
Can you imagine?
It does tend to make it longer, but, I mean, it doesn't have to be every time you go to the shops. I make it a point that, okay, I'm a bit extreme. I do it once a week where I take them to the shops and they can choose a new food that they're trying for the week. They can choose a new... It doesn't have to be fruits or veggies, but they can just try something new, you know, whatever, a new pasta. If we see that, okay, now there's black pasta all of a sudden in the shelves, maybe it's made out of something, and then, okay, let's try it. And then we try it, yay or nay. And that has given my kids that freedom of when it comes to food. I already have a lot of issues in my life. I can't have food be an issue. No. So they try, and luckily also now they are cooking. So they have a rotation. We've got a rotation on who's cooking. I've got my days and they've got their days. And of course, obviously on their days, it's easy, like, you know, easy meals like spaghetti bolognese kind of stuff. Yeah. And they know that you need to grate in carrots into the sauce so that it's nice. And they do that. They add lentils in the sauce and they add grate carrots and they add peas. You know why? Because they don't want a side salad. So that's a negotiation that I had with them, that we have to then put veggies inside the sauce. Even if it's broccoli, they chop it finely, finely, and put it inside the mince. And it, you know, it somewhat blends in with the mince sauce that you can't even taste it, like, you know, chew on it. And then they'll be like, oh, we're not even feeling that there's broccoli here. And thank goodness we don't have a side salad. I'm like, but you're getting all the nutrients in there, in that sauce. So that is how you can, I think, caregivers can just involve kids, let them try. And I know we're always chasing load shedding, and it's not always easy, but I see with planning, because they get home a little bit early, and by the time they get home, my house manager is usually home before just she leaves, so she helps them out before she leaves. And that way, by the time I get home, even if load shedding is hitting, things are somewhat
moving. That's good.
Yeah, no, that part of my life is going well.
That's good. But yeah, I think as we're just wrapping up, when it comes to supplements, you really just need to make sure you're getting guidance from a health professional. And don't be fooled by, you know, the marketing, because it's all good PR. And one thing that will always have good PR is the healthy diets. You can never go wrong with fruits.
It never gets in and out of trends. It's there.
Yeah, it's consistent. Your fruits and vegetables, getting lots of your lean proteins, your healthy fats, making sure you're getting in, you know,
drinking a lot of water,
making sure that you're getting in enough exercise, you know, those lifestyle practices, getting enough sleep.
That's enough sleep.
Very important, especially for any kids, and if you're growing, that sleep is so important to make sure you can concentrate properly the next day and just be able to have a better mood. So
yeah,
we all know what happens when our kids don't get enough sleep. It's going to be a nightmare of a day.
It becomes a bit of a, so let's make them comfortable, room. It's a comfortable routine. You know, the morning routine is important, but the night routine is as important for kids. They need to have that night routine going, getting them to bed and whatever that needs to happen, them eating enough and not eating too little, and making sure that they are comfortable, the room is comfortable, and there's not too much heating, not too little heating, all of those details. And it's just a little bit of a few minutes extra into what you do with them in the night, but it goes a long way in making sure that they sleep well. Whether they're in, and this also, it doesn't only apply to young kids, babies, but I see even my 12-year-old, almost adolescent or almost teen, whatever, but he's still, the night routine is still important to making sure that in the morning I'm not dealing with a grumpy 12-year-old and he's well rested, and then he can go to school. So it applies across board for everyone. For everyone.
And always making sure that you are aware that a trend is a trend, you know, there will always be lots of them, and just staying true to those key nutrition principles. And here at the Dietitian Frequency, we've got you.
We'll always be here. We might not have 10 million viewers, but we'll always be here with science all the time.
And we're always bringing you the science without our opinions. We're registered dietitians. That's what we do. We want to make sure that you have all the information so you can make that decision for yourself. We just hope you learn something from this, and you take some extra time and care whenever you see any new supplements out there.
All right. So whether you're looking to improve your diet, manage a health condition, or simply stay up to date on the latest nutrition trends, it is exactly what we're saying to you. The Dietitian Frequency has got you covered. Join us every Friday for a new episode, and let's get started on the path of better health together. Bye.
Oh, bye.